Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Gina Libby, and welcome to the Weigh In with Gina podcast.
Let's get this party started.
That's not just about weight loss.
I would like starve myself all day.
It's about diving deeper into the things that shape your everyday.
You're not a failure. It's the diets that failed you.
We also include amazing guests and celebrity interviews where we're not afraid to have real conversations and break it all down.
Motivating people to be mindful about, yes, their diet, that's the first step. But I'll tell you, the level up step is being mindful about every other aspect of your life.
And of course, I'll be weighing in on a variety of topics, anything and everything, health, wellness, and weight loss related.
To me, non-negotiables are promises to yourself, and they are going to help you reach your goals, better your life.
This podcast is hosted on Acast, but it's available on all platforms, like the one you're listening to right now, Spotify, Apple, and Amazon Music. Welcome to Weigh In with Gina and something we are calling The Science Behind, where we get deep into some of the more popular diets out there. First, I'm going to get into the science behind the diet, then I'll compare it, of course, to the Libby method. And finally, I'll give you my final take as I tip the scales with this episode's diet. Today, I'm super excited because we're going to be discussing the science behind the ketogenic diet, or keto. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, isn't the Libby method just keto? No, the Libby method is not keto. And I'm actually going to go and get deep into the why the Libby method is not keto. But we're also going to be breaking down the history of keto, how it works, its benefits and risks, and of course, its similarities to, and more importantly, differences from the Libby method. Welcome to the science behind keto. Let's start with the definition of the ketogenic diet. Okay. Ketogenic diets revolve around a very low carbohydrate intake. After 3 to 4 days of drastically reducing carbohydrate consumption, glucose reserves in the body become insufficient, both for normal fat oxidation and for the supply of glucose as fuel to the central nervous system. The central nervous system cannot use fatty acids as a source of nutrition, so with the reduction in glucose, it needs to find an alternative source of energy. This alternative source of energy is ketones. Ketone bodies are produced in the liver and are a breakdown of fats. When the body is in a state of burning ketones instead of glucose, it is known as ketosis. The goal of the keto diet is to enter and stay in a state of ketosis. So essentially, the keto diet is a low-carb, high-fat diet that's gained popularity in recent years due to its ability to help with rapid weight loss and also improve certain health conditions. When you limit your carbohydrate intake to less than 50 grams per day, your body is forced to use fat as its primary source of energy instead of using glucose. This is the basis of the ketogenic diet, which actually dates back thousands of years.
And now for the history behind keto. The ketogenic diet might seem like a newish diet trend, but it's actually old, very old. In fact, our ancestors from thousands of years ago were entering a state of ketosis without even realizing it. With limited access to a variety of foods, ancient humans who consumed high amounts of fat and very few carbohydrates were actually unintentionally doing the keto diet. And it is pretty cool how the body can adjust its fuel source based on what types of food it has or doesn't have access to. How useful! Now let's fast forward thousands of years. It is 1924, and the keto diet is making headlines as doctors start using it to treat epileptic children who are experiencing uncontrolled seizures. And while this treatment was only broadly used for about 20 years due to the introduction of anti-epileptic drugs in the 1940s, there are still a very small number of doctors today that are prescribing keto for epileptic children. In fact, one study found that uncontrolled seizures decreased by 50% or more in epileptic children who were on the keto diet for between 3 and 12 months. Amazing! But wait, what about the keto diet as a method to lose weight? Well, there have been far fewer studies focused on keto in terms of nutritional science, but it was around the late 1990s and early 2000s that keto started gaining popularity as a weight loss diet. This has been a brief history behind keto. Back to you, Gina.
Now that we've covered how keto works and learned a bit more about the history, let's weigh the pros and cons, the benefits and risks of keto. One of the most significant benefits and the key factor in its popularity in our culture today is rapid weight loss, which can happen quickly. Though early on, in the first week or so, this is often just water weight and doesn't represent any real weight loss. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, keto doesn't help you lose weight. When your body starts burning fat instead of sugar as its primary source of energy, you will lose weight. The discussion we're going to have in a few minutes will focus more on sustainable weight loss. But since we're talking about the benefits of keto, yes, rapid weight loss is often a result when on the keto diet. Next, the ketogenic diet has been shown to be beneficial for those with type 2 diabetes as it provides immense benefits in blood sugar control. Other benefits include feeling more full and limiting calorie intake, mental clarity as well, although not initially and not everyone experiences this, and healing. According to studies, it can help kill cancer cells and possibly treat or even reverse cognitive impairment like Alzheimer's disease. It can help with PCOS, reduce blood pressure, and even improve blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Although that's just clean keto, which I'll get into shortly. Now, we can't talk about the benefits without also discussing the risks. And there are some risks associated with the ketogenic diet. One of the most commonly experienced risks is the keto flu, which can cause dehydration, a loss of electrolytes, brain fog, irritability, nausea, GI discomfort, body aches, and fatigue. This is typically experienced, albeit in the beginning of keto, though some experience this even longer. Additionally, the keto diet can lead to an increase in LDL cholesterol. That's the bad one, especially when consuming lots of saturated fats, commonly associated with the dirty keto, which again, we'll talk about in a minute. The ketogenic diet is very restrictive. It's hard to stick to, especially in social situations, and it can also make it harder to do intense exercise due to lack of glucose in the body and can cause digestive upset and constipation. Nutritional deficiencies can also occur from cutting out certain foods, and the food restrictions make keto not so great for long-term weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So while the ketogenic diet, it has its benefits, it's also not without risks. Okay, you know, a few minutes ago when we were talking about the dirty keto versus the clean keto, we're going to get into that now because it's important to note there are two types of ketogenic diets, that dirty keto, which is like you think of like the eating bacon all day type of keto, and then there's the clean keto. So dirty keto is high in saturated fats, similar to the old Atkins diet. It's also loaded with artificial sweeteners, which is just not great for your microbiome. It can also include a lot of overprocessed foods as keto alternatives, which is very acidic in the body. Whereas clean keto, on the other hand, is rich in vegetables, rich in monounsaturated fats. They use more stevia as a sweetener, and it focuses more on fermented foods and minimizing or avoiding dairy products. Okay, so now the fun part. Let's compare the keto diet to the living method. Probably the first and the biggest difference is carbohydrates. I think the reason why people think the living method is kind of like keto is because I do suggest that you minimize bread and pasta. Listen, like, you can definitely lose weight and still eat bread and pasta. It's just that when you minimize bread and pasta, which essentially at the end of the day are processed foods, it can help when it comes to getting and keeping that scale moving. But when it comes to carbohydrates, there are tons of them available on the program. There are fruits, there's vegetables, there's rices, there's quinoa, potatoes, squashes. I do suggest, however, that if you are going to have those heavier types of carbs, that you have them at lunch where, you know, your body can use the energy from them for the rest of the day and maybe minimize them at dinner if you're not being all that active. But if you are being active, I don't know, you're playing soccer or something at night, then you can definitely add them in. So it's more the right carbs at the right time rather than being a low carb or no carb. And bottom line, you don't have to be afraid of carbs. So next, I think the biggest thing is that you're not entering an ongoing state of ketosis on the living method, right? So instead of starving and depriving and putting your body in a constant state that's hard to maintain, the living method is more about using that same metabolic process when it comes to releasing fat, but doing it in a way that you are being in tune and giving your body what it needs. And because you're losing weight in a healthy way, with the Livy method, there is no Livy flu over here. In fact, it's common to feel better within the first few days of doing the Livy method. Now, keto, much like other diets, it's quite restrictive when it comes to what you eat. And because of this, I mean, it's hard to stick to. It's hard to be social on the keto diet. Like, you have one alcoholic drink and next thing you know, you're out of ketosis. So no wine for you. Now, the Livy method, it's about eating. In fact, gosh, it feels like you're eating all the time, nutrient-rich foods, and you're not feeling like you're restricted. If anything, people complain about having to eat too much or too often, not the other way around. You know, you have to be able to have your diet fit your lifestyle. And it's just not sustainable if you just can't live your life while you're trying to lose weight. And speaking of sustainability, I'm sorry, but I love food too much to restrict myself to analyzing every bite and bit that I eat throughout the day to make sure that I don't eat or drink the wrong thing that's going to throw my body out of a different metabolic state. It's not sustainable long term. And then what happens when you go out of ketosis and go back to eating carbs? That weight just comes back because you haven't actually done the work to get in tune with your body's actual needs. Not to mention the associations with foods, your issues that you might have around it, working through those old habits and creating new ones. I mean, it takes time to get in tune and address some of these associations with foods that lead to long-term weight loss and sustainability. I don't want you on a diet forever. I want you to lose your weight and then move on. So now it's time for me to tip the scales on keto. Again, let me just say, I'm not saying that keto doesn't have its benefits. It does. Just not when it comes to sustainable weight loss. You can lose weight on keto. You could probably lose a lot of weight pretty quickly on keto. But I'm more about helping people lose their weight finally and forever in a way that you lose it and then you move on and live the rest of your life, not doing weird shit, trying to maintain your weight. You know, keto is just like, isn't it just like any other diet that you've done? Starving, depriving, restricting. And like I said, sure, that works, but it doesn't actually teach you anything. It doesn't help you work through issues and associations that you've tied in around food. It doesn't help you kind of, you know, work through those old habits that are so easy to fall back into or create new habits. It doesn't help you with that deep belief, you know, that you're never going to be able to lose your weight or more so sustain it and be able to live a normal life, not completely obsessed with trying to lose weight all the time. It also doesn't help you work through past traumas and how you've utilized food to cope. And that's the thing about food, is that we use food for so many things. We use food, well, we need it to survive. We use it to celebrate. We use it to show love. We use it to bond over. And it's not like we're going to stop using food in those ways. So you have to learn to reconnect with food. You also have to learn to become in tune with your body's needs. Really know what your body needs, not only to lose weight, but more importantly, to be able to sustain and maintain your weight. So if you're looking for a quick fix, great. You know, how's that quick fix working for you? Haven't you done all those quick fixes over the last however many years you've been trying to lose weight? I mean, if you're looking to lose weight in a healthy, sustainable way, you have to do things differently than you've done them before. And to me, starving, depriving, forcing your body to burn fat, it's just same old, same old. It's just losing your weight in a way where you're going to gain it all back plus more every single time. And that concludes the science behind keto. I hope that you found this interesting, and I hope that you found it informative and not too biased. I mean, it's my podcast. What did you expect? What we're trying to do here with this series is inform you so that you can make the most healthy and informed choices for you. And hey, if that's keto, then I wish you all the best with that. But we're gonna actually talk about other diets that we have lined up for future episodes of The Science Behind. We're going to be looking at intermittent fasting because, you know, I have some things to say about that. Weight loss drugs even. So keep your eye out on the Way in with Gina podcast for those episodes. But I also want you to get in touch with us. If you'd like to learn more about the Livy Method or if there's a diet you would love for me to dissect, let me know. Find me on Instagram at Gina Livy or head to ginalivy.com and send us an email. We also have a new Instagram page just for this podcast called Way in with Gina. So you can also give us a like or a follow over there.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.